And our final speaker, last but not least, before the morning break, is Dr. Monique Landry. Dr. Monique Landry is a public health physician in Quebec. She started off working in family medicine and then worked at Laval Public Health before she went to the Ministry of Health in Quebec, where her area of focus is immunization. And we've asked her to come and speak to us about the Quebec program. You'll notice that there are some differences in how they've delivered their program in the first year. Last year at our forum, we had a chance to hear from Nova Scotia and from Ontario. In the Atlantic provinces, in their first year of the program, they had achieved uptake rates in the low 80s, and they've maintained those rates in the second year. We've heard that Ontario is around 50% in the second year of their program as well, and dealing with similar challenges to the ones that Elizabeth Brodkin described to us. And so this is a chance to hear from the jurisdiction with, I think, the highest reported uptake rates for HPV in grade 4. And I won't steal your thunder, Monique.
Thank you very much, Monica, and thank you very much for the invitation in your beautiful British Columbia. I love to come here. I'm used to present in French, but don't worry, I won't do that today. But I really want to ask you for your understanding, because I may try to search for my words from time to time. So please bear with me. And I'm going to talk. We have a lot of things in common with your challenges in Quebec. I'm going to take a provincial perspective for my talk, not necessarily very regional or local. But if you have any questions at the end, I will try to respond. So the outline: I'm going to talk about the program in Quebec, the preparation, the results, the hypothesis, and the evaluation. So the program, it started in September 1st, 2008, just as it started here in BC. We have two components in our program. We have a school-based program. It's in two cohorts in grade 4, so in 9, 10 years of age, for girls, of course. And we have grade 9. There are about 14 years of age at that level. So in grade 4, it's combined with our revised hepatitis B program. We had a three-dose schedule hepatitis B program until last year, and we changed it to a two-dose Twinrix program with the start of the HPV program, and you'll see later why. In grade 9, it's combined with the booster program, DTaP, and we have also an update of the vaccine schedule at that age. So this program in grade 9 is going to be there for 5 years, just as it is here in BC for 3 years. We also have another component where the vaccine is offered free. Although it's an offer, it's not a catch-up, but it's offered free to all girls older than grade 9 up to 17 years of age, and to girls younger than grade 9 who are sexually active. So, as you can see, it's a lot of girls, and it was done that way in for equity, because that's always the way we start our programs in Quebec. We let the vaccine free for the persons that are not actively visi targeted in the program. Thank you. So for the offer, the vaccine is offered by the family physicians, family doctors, or in our public health unit, local unit that we call CLSC, in youth or STI clinics. So you see the picture. And in some region, remote regions, it was done in school. So the goal is prevention of cervical cancer. I think it was clear for us, and it's clear for you, that this is our goal. The targets were 90% vaccine coverage in grade 4. That's what we have for hepatitis B. And 85% vaccine coverage in grade 9. That's what we have with the booster dose at that age. We were optimistic. There was no targets for the offer, but it was, we estimated the doses needed for that to less than 5% for younger girls, and for the girls between 15 and 17 years old, we thought that the uptake would be around 40%. That's how we estimated the needs in vaccines. So we ordered a lot of vaccines. The preparation. So just to give you a quick view of how it works in Quebec, we have evidently the government, and after under that you have the Ministry of Health. And I work in the provincial public health direction in the Ministry of Health. And we have another body that's a bit like the BCCDC here in BC, that's called the Institut National de Santé Publique. This is the institution where the expertise in public health is. And in this institution, there is a committee, our expert committee, that it's called Comité sur l'immunisation du Québec. I'll talk about it later. So we have this provincial direction for public health, and we have 18 regional public health direction also. And under that, you have the local public health. So we have three levels in Quebec. I think you have like two in BC. Yeah. So between the provincial and the regional, there's a board there where all the 18 directors share their issues in public health, not only immunization, but in all the domain of public health. In public health, specifically in immunization, we have a team in the provincial level, and there are, in all regions, we have like managers for immunization, just probably as you do here in local level, and there's the same at the local level. Between the provincial and the regional level, we have a network there. It's called Le Réseau des Responsables, and we created that network like 2 years ago, before HPV, and this is where we discuss specifically the immunization issues. So the 18 persons with the Ministry of Health are there to discuss more programmatic issues. Okay, Le Comité sur l'immunisation du Québec, that's our expert committee. It's multidisciplinary with infectious disease in pediatric infectious disease or adult infectious diseases, pediatrics, public health, immunology. So, and we have all the principal stakeholders around the table also, like the pediatric society in Quebec. They give advices on immunization issues for program, research, and evaluation, and it has an established credibility since it's there. It's been there for 20 years, so everybody knows the Comité sur l'immunisation du Québec in Quebec, and it's a very well-established committee. They've been using the Erickson-DeWalls-Ferrand framework. We heard about it yesterday. De Walls is the president of the committee, so you can see that where it comes from. So we've been using this since 2001, so we're very used to go through this kind of process at the CIQ level. As you may know, we have a few successes story. One of them, I think you know better, is the three-dose Prevnar schedule. It came from Quebec, from the SIC, recommendation from the SIC, and we evaluated the program, and now it's in many countries and in the world, and it's, I think you have it in BC. So this is the report that they gave to the Ministry of Health in 2007. You can find it on the website. It's in English, so you can see what were the recommendations. When they did give us a recommendation at that time, we had many issues to resolve. I think most of them, you had this quite the same, but we had specific things just for us. We had a unique recommendation from SIC, again, not only for Prevnar, but we had one for HPV. They recommended us an extended HPV vaccination schedule. So it was a 0-6 months in grade 4. It's specifically for grade 4. We don't use that anywhere else for anybody else. But in grade 4 for girls, we use a 2-dose schedule, 0-6 months. So that's why we change our hepatitis B program also to have the same schedule, so one dose less in grade 4.